Cyber attack. Time has come. We're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Into Thursday, June 27th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open if you want to get a comment into the show, 231-360-5140. Again, 231-360-5140. Store that in your phone. Chuck or Randy, greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick reporting in for duty today. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County, working the road as a patrol officer. You stay safe out there, brother. Greatly appreciate it. Got another comment. Great show. Thank you very much. If there's any of the links, videos, flyers, events, the upcoming debate, just text me those words or letters that I give you. I've created file folders on my cell phone. This is a really cool little setting app I can do on this new Samsung Galaxy. Absolutely love this phone. What I've been able to figure out, I called Verizon, their IT department, and I said, I'm a radio talk show host. Dave Agerman calls me the Rush Limbaugh of Michigan. Because I share the same birthday with Rush Limbaugh, January 12th. It's also, I hate to say it, Howard Stern's birthday. So Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern, and Chuck or Randy were all born on January the 12th. Well, here's the deal. I said I give out a code or a word, a phrase for people to text me. And I want to be able to just touch a button based on that text message. I want to touch their message. And I want a folder to open in my phone where I have flyers and links to websites and things like that stored in the folder. And that it will then, by me touching it, auto-reply it back to the person who texts me. I had some young 20-something IT guy, oh yeah, I can fix you up. I can take care of that. I'm like, yes! So here's the deal. When you text me, and I kind of yelled at Steve yesterday, NF for Neil Frisky, as soon as you text me that, I touch your text. It sends you the link to the YouTube video of the interview that I did Monday, this past Monday, 3 days ago, with Neil Frisky. Complete with the verbiage. You know, here's the link to the YouTube video of my interview with Neil Frisky on Monday, June 24th, and then it has a link that you click on and takes you directly to YouTube. This is so cool. So, if you want the video of the interview, text me NF, If you want the flyer and information about our upcoming event, Fun Shoot Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Vote Shoot, you're going to come and be able to shoot the target of the person you plan to vote for U.S. Senate in the August 6th primary. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pig Dinner. Oh, man, can't wait for this. We are going to have music, Rob Cordes, Trump Unity Bridge, Trump gear. It's going to be a great day. Text me event. Event. And you'll get the flyer, the website, all the details. So I'm excited. We've got a great show lined up for you today. They are going to be heading home out of Lansing. Thank you, Jesus. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Couple of text messages I got to get to here. The NF for Neil Frisky is the video complete with the link. However, it does come with a slight caveat. if I text you the Neil Friske video, which many of you got during the break, I think I sent out 17 of them, you have to forward that to 10 people who live in the 107th House District after they listen to the interview. If they like it, they have to send it to 10 of their friends. We want this video to go viral to get as many voters in the 107th House District to be able to hear it, share it, and get the word out. Got a text message from Mike Garreau. He is now the chair of the Mackinac County Republican Party, who is asking the questions at the debate on July the 11th with Neil Friske and Parker Fairburn. You are. If you're currently a chair of a county party, Republican, except for, of course, Emmett County, they won't be represented because Parker Fairburn, the primary challenger to Neil Friske, will be at the event as a candidate. I don't understand why he wouldn't accept Rich Ganop's motion to step down as party chair. Said it wasn't on the agenda, so we'll have to take it up at next month's meeting. What a weasel answer, Parker. But because of your refusal to step down as chair of the Emmett County Republican Party, your party, your local county party, will not have a chair available to ask you and Neil Friske questions. Now, Mike, I need you and the other chairs in the 107th to get together. Let me know what evening we can do a Zoom call, video call, and we will get together and I will explain the process to you. The debate that's going to be Thursday, July 11th at the Ellison Place in Gaylord, the county chairs for those districts will be the ones asking the questions of the elected officials and their primary challengers. So, you need to send this information out to Chippewa County Chair. I've got the Charlevoix County Chair, Oscar Barden, has assigned it to another person because she works with Neil's campaign. She will have another alternative chair asking for Charlevoix. I've already reached out to Scott Swanson. He's the current chair of the Sheboygan County since Rick Selva passed away. Scott Swanson is going to be attending. Mike, I need you for Mackinac, and I don't have the woman stored in my phone for the Chippewa County Republican Party. If somebody has her contact information, text it to my phone, 231-360-5140. So that's the plan. That's what we're going to do. The radio station is only hosting the event. I'm not going to be involved other than timekeeping, because you guys are going to be engaged, asking questions. They get a couple minutes to answer, back and forth, challenges. There's rules that we've set up for the radio station's debates. They will all be done the same way. 2 minutes for opening statements. Questions, 1 minute answers. You'll have a red handkerchief like on the NFL where you want to challenge a statement. You have three opportunities to challenge your opponent. You don't have to use them all at once. I had one debate where the guy threw his flag down prior to his closing statements, which we give him 30 seconds to challenge. He threw the red flag down and he said, I'd like to use that 1 minute and 30 seconds with my 2 minute closing statement. And I'm like, that's really smart on your part. Okay, we'll do that. This is going to be a process. We'll see who shows up. Congressman Jack Bergman, you got it in your cell phone, the one you carry in your right pocket. Not the left pocket phone. I texted it to your right pocket phone. You're right-handed. You know what I'm talking about. I also sent it to James Hoke. James, you got it. His communications director. Josh Saul's going to be there. Dan, that is the first debate. Doors open at 4. First congressional district will be 5 to 6. Then next up is 107th. Those people are coming the furthest from Sault Ste. Marie coming to the event. So we're going to take you then after the congressional district race, 5 to 6, you'll be on 6 to 7. 7 to 8 will be the 106th district, Cam Cavett versus Todd Smallenberg. And then we're closing it out with the locals, the 105th in Gaylord, that area. That will be from 8 to 9. We're out of there. We have to be out of the building by 9:30. That was my agreement with Diane over at the Ellison Place. Free, open to the public. Now, it's very simple, folks. They want us to vote for him. Got reports from Randy Walker up in Brutus this morning. He's got some absentee ballots in his truck. Yay! The clerk's finally getting their act together. I got a report on Vicky's absentee ballot chasing program for Antrim County Clerk. 216 people were mailed yesterday their absentee ballot. Her mailer mailed out from the same Grand Rapids post office because they got it there before 6 o'clock when the mail was heading up here to Antrim County. So you're going to start seeing a lot more of those coming. The absentee ballots are coming. Do me a favor. Make sure you have my phone number, 231-360-5140. Store it in your phone. When you get your absentee ballot, text me a Y for yes, Randy, I got my absentee ballot. Don't text me an N for no. Don't need to know that now because the ballots are starting to go out. So what I want you to do when you get your absentee ballot, text me Y. Anytime, day or night, doesn't matter. I'm up until 12:05, midnight. Checking on Mr. Devin, making sure everything is good in his home studio. If there's any issues, I text him at night and he fixes it. God bless Devin Lawrence. Now, the process. Here's the process. The county chairs ask the questions. The state representatives, the primary challengers, they get the answers. 1 minute. It's going to be rapid fire. Bam, 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 bam. Everything we want to ask these people. That will be done by the county chairman of each district. Now, the first district is going to be a little tough. 36 counties. I'm not expecting 36 county chairs to come to ask Congressman Jack Bergman and Josh Saul questions. The ones, probably, that are also part of the 107th, 106th, 105th, well, you very well may be the ones that get to ask Jack Bergman questions. And just saw. And then stay over for your district, your house district. That's what I'm thinking. So maybe a combination of all the chairs for the 105th, 106th, 107th, since they're going to be there anyway. Yeah, that's a good idea, Randy. I like that. Okay, let's go with that. Randy, take a note. I'm busy over here. Okay, I get it. But here's the thing. When the process happens, and people see this, on July the 11th, do you think you guys can become storytellers? Do you think you can come to the free debate, see who shows up, hear the questions and the answers, and then report back to your neighbors, your friends, your family? Because here's the thing. These electeds currently in office, Bergman in Congress, Cam Cavett in the 106th, Ken Borton in the 105th, they think they're going to blow this off. They're not going to come. They're not going to come. Well, an idea I came up with last night, and I ran it by Vicky. What do you guys think about this? If they don't show up, how about me sitting in their chair? Let me answer the questions for Congressman Jack Bergman. If for some reason Cam Cavett doesn't show up in the 106, let me answer the questions for Cam Cavett. And if Ken Borton doesn't show up in the 105th, I'll answer his questions. Text me like it. Like it. You like it? Vicky loved it. You see, because I follow their votes. Jack Bergman voted to pay for sex change operations for active duty military serving and veterans. He voted for it. Jack, why did you vote for that? With the huge deficit we have in our national budget, why the heck would you vote for that? What did you get for that yes vote? Answer the question, sir. Well, I already know the answer. Why? Because he gave it to Dave Ajima in public in a meeting we were at together. Well, Dave, you don't understand how it works in Washington. He went in the same old crap. The same old crap answer they always give. Well, you know, the bill was 200,075 million pages long, and we didn't have time to read it all, and I was told that when it went to a final floor vote, it would be taken out. But you know what? Those darn no-good Democrats, you know what they did? They left it in there. And you didn't bother to see that they left it in there. Nope, didn't see it. Too many pages, didn't read it. If you don't read a bill, Congressman, you vote no. That's Dave Ajima's standard. That's Dave Ajima's standard. It's very simple. If you haven't read the bill, your answer, your vote on the floor when they light up the tally board is a no. But he didn't do it that way. He didn't do it that way. Why? Because that's their excuse. Die, I'm on the radio till 9:30 break. I'll call you right back. The thing you have to understand that you have to understand that you have to understand people is that they go to Washington, they go to Lansing, and they vote whatever the heck they want, and they don't expect you to know about it. Well, there's only one problem. There just happens to be a radio talk show host who lives his entire life following Michigan news, Michigan politics, every single bill that goes to a committee assignment in Lansing, whether it's Senate or House, I get an email alert at the radio station. I signed up for every single committee. 14 committees in the House, 16 committees in the Senate. And every single bill that gets submitted for consideration at a committee, which is where they go to first, I open it up and read it. I know who the sponsor is. I know who the co-sponsors are. I know which committee assignment it's going to. And I get alerts when it's going to be voted out of committee going to the House chamber or the Senate chamber. This is my life. And I follow Congress too, Jack. Just so you know. And I got a whole list of good questions for you to be asked that maybe, just maybe, the chairman of the county parties and I will have a little conversation about prior to July the 11th. So, to be clear, folks, you need to get to this debate. Text me debate. I have it set up on my phone. I click on your text. It sends you the flyer back. Share it with everybody you know. We're hoping to have two, three. I believe that I said she's got up to 200 chairs extra left for us on racks. We could have 300-400 people at this event. Then you guys become storytellers and you start telling people who showed up for the debate and who didn't. So you and your friends and your coworkers and your church members can vote accordingly on August 6th. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
from Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, the strong storms that ripped through West Michigan Tuesday morning left behind a tangle of downed trees and power lines in hard-hit Muskegon County, with Michigan State Police saying at least 8 homes were seriously damaged. 3 injuries have so far been linked to the storm. About half the local roads in Muskegon County were impassable following the storms, with MSP blaming many of the closures on downed power lines. Some 160,000 Consumers Energy customers statewide lost power as a result of the storm, including more than 30,000 customers in Muskegon County alone. The Jackson-based utility said it hoped to have service back to most by the end of the day Wednesday, but warned some may be without power until Friday.